And let's talk about making sure that those foods are as safe for us as possible. Tim Carman writes for The Washington Post. He's a food writer, an expert on such things. And Tim, good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Never before has takeout and delivery been so important, not just for us consumers, but also for the local businesses who are doing everything they can to try to stay in business. How do we keep that food safe when it arrives at our door or when we go pick it up in person?
Well, that's the million-dollar question right now. And, you know, I think there are a number of things you can do. You know, I think immediately the thing to remember is that most of the health authorities say that the way this virus is transferred is from person to person. That is, that if someone coughs or sneezes on you, that you may get, you know, the coronavirus.
Right.
So what they're downplaying is the idea that you can get it from packaging materials, or that you can get it from other vectors. So the idea here is to mostly stay away from people, and that's why you're getting a lot of this talk about the 6-foot rule. But there is a smaller risk that you could get it from packaging materials, because there have been studies that found that there are traces, there is detectable amounts of the virus on packaging. So the best thing you can do is, like, if you're going to do takeout or delivery, you know, to have, like, the contactless options, like have the driver drop off your meal at the front step of your house,
yeah,
you know, the door, or, you know, if you're going to go pick it up, have them put it on the counter so you're not in, you know, close to anyone. You just pick up that package and take off. But then when you get your meals home, the important thing is to take it out of your packaging, right? You know, to take the food out of the packaging, to put it on your own plates, your own clean plates, use your own clean utensils. And then before you eat, immediately wash your hands for 20 seconds with soap and hot water. And the soap is really important. The soap is really what helps kill this whatever virus you might have on your hands. And then immediately throw all that packaging out. I know that seems really wasteful and it kind of goes counter to a lot of things, but I think to be safe is to throw that stuff out.
You mean as opposed to, like, recycling it?
Well, I mean,
we're big recyclers here in California, Tim.
I know. Me too. I am 100% recycler. And, you know, it's really hard to know what to say here, because it's like, you know, you could, you know, let me back up a little.
Obviously, it's a tough subject.
It's a very tough subject. And I, you know, you were generous and called me an expert, but I'm not an epidemiologist here. I've only talked to people that are much smarter than me. So, you know, they will tell you to throw away the stuff, you know, throw away packaging. You know, and I think for like paper and things that are easily recyclable or don't have a long life in a landfill, the paper is okay. But if you get plastic and, you know, I think if you wash that in really hot water, you know, the one epidemiologist told me that, you know, the virus is killed at 140 degrees. So, you know, if you make sure the water is 140 degrees and use soap, I think you're generally fine to recycle that.
Okay. Now, what about, okay, so...
But don't sue me, okay?
No, we won't hold you to it. I think it's certainly a good idea at this time when Mother Earth is breathing a sigh of relief, because we are using we're using the earth less these days, that we might want to try to recycle wherever we can. But so, okay, so you go to a restaurant or you get pickup outside of your front door, and let's say there's a plastic bag or a paper bag, and it's got some containers in it, right, with your food.
Mm-hmm.
So you take out those containers out of the bag. Now, is it necessary to wipe down the containers themselves before you take the food out? Or is that just, you know, overkill, or as long as we take the food out with clean hands and then wash our... I'm trying to figure out the route of all this.
There's a lot of confusion about this. You know, the possible transmission from a container to your hands to you is fairly small from everything that I can determine. You know, it has to be this sort of perfect storm of someone that has COVID-19, sneezes on your packaging, almost immediately, and then you have to touch that area on the packaging, and then you have to touch your face. That alignment is not a high probability. I mean, there is a probability, right? But it's not high. So I think the general thought here is if you take the products out of the bag, if you take your food out of the bag in their containers, put that food on a clean plate, dispose of the containers or clean them thoroughly, sanitize them and recycle them, I think you'd be fine. And the other thing to remember is after, you know, you touch all these containers, do not touch your face before you wash your hands.
Yeah, that's the tricky part for us, yeah.
Right.
That's one of the tricky parts for us, I should say. Do you feel fine, Tim, about ordering out and then eating in?
Do I feel fine? I feel like it's one of the safer ways you can eat. You know, it's all really about, there's risk everywhere, right?
Yes.
Even going to the grocery store to get your groceries.
Absolutely.
Is a risk.
Yes.
So,
yes.
You know, it's all about trying to minimize the risk.
Yeah.
And so the fewer people that you come in contact with, the better. You know, and there's been some people that have raised the issue of what if, you know, a contaminated restaurant worker sneezes on your food? And, you know, I know restaurants are working really hard.
Yes, they
to
are.
To maintain a clean, sanitized area. They now have federal backing to give everyone sick days, so they're really maintaining their staff. But, you know, that is a legitimate question. You know, food has been generally believed not to be a form of transmission of the virus. But, you know, if someone did immediately sneeze on your food, you could always warm it. You could heat it. You can microwave it so it gets up over 140 degrees. That may sort of destroy the quality of your food, but at least you'll feel safer about it. That's one way to deal with that concern.
It's all about minimizing the risk. All about minimizing the risk. And Tim, thanks for the suggestions this morning. We have much more to do, not only before we eat, but after we eat and before we recycle too. Thanks.
Yes.
Thanks for the rundown. Appreciate it.
Of course. Be safe.
All right. That is Tim Carman, food writer for The Washington Post.